This is the fourth and the last in a series of sorts of thoughts and meditations entitled From the Cross, that is focusing on what are referred to collectively as the seven last words of Jesus. This, the very first of what has been reported to us that he has said. Somewhat unique, I think. Jesus is reported to have said these words in Mark's Gospel and in Matthew's Gospel, and not in Luke and John. So if he said anything at all that was historically reported accurately, it would be this, as Mark is the first Gospel written, Matthew the second. Luke and John have him say other things for other reasons. But this is what he said as it was first recorded. This in Mark's Gospel, chapter 15. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Ele, ele, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Those are the only words recorded in Mark and Matthew. Interestingly enough, recorded in the ancient manuscripts of Mark in Aramaic, which is Jesus' native tongue, although the rest of the New Testament is written in Greek. In Matthew's version, a slight difference. He is reported to have said that in Hebrew, which is intriguing because Matthew's gospel is a gospel intended for converted Jews. But if Jesus makes the one and only statement from the cross, which is the singular moment that defines Christianity, and says it in Hebrew, according to Matthew anyway, it ties it back to the entire ancient history of Judeo-Christianity, back to the patriarchs, back to Abraham, and that's intriguing. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus is utterly alone, afraid, probably a little bit angry. And at least for the earliest of the reports of what it was like to be crucified, he reports that and that alone. So I've been wondering this week what it is like, or what it must or can be like, when we are in step with the forsaken. If Jesus is nothing else on the cross at this moment, he is in step with the forsaken. Well, what does that mean? I think we sometimes feel forsaken and wonder who walks with us when the world steps on us, when circumstances weigh us down, when other people step on us in some way, when circumstances step on us. How is he in step with the forsaken? It's the most vivid example of empathy I know. If Jesus went to the cross and beyond to experience the fullness of humanity, he certainly experienced the fullness of forsaken at that moment, which I think was of great comfort to some very vivid examples of forsaken human beings. I was reading again this week some of the works of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German pastor, a Lutheran pastor, who studied theology and actually came to the United States in the early 30s and studied and taught at Union Theological Seminary in New York for a while. And then as it became clear what was happening in his native land, he felt the need to go back and to bring to bear his theology on the politics of the emerging Third Reich. And in fact, joined the resistance and ultimately was incarcerated and hung near the end of the war. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, among many other things, these powerful words. "God lets himself be pushed out of the world onto the cross. He is weak and powerless in the world, and that is precisely the way, the only way in which he's with us and helps us. The Bible makes quite clear that Christ helps us not by virtue of his omnipotence, but by virtue of his weakness and suffering. The Bible directs us to God's powerlessness and suffering, only the suffering God can help. Only the suffering God can help. And it must have given Dietrich Bonhoeffer some solace and peace to know that in the depths of his own experience, he was entering into the depths of the experience of Christ who redeemed it. Only a suffering God can help. Paradoxically, we believe that God's power overpowers, but God's suffering puts him in touch. Jesus is in step with the forsaken when he experiences what it's like for the world and others to step on him. Secondly, I think Jesus is in step with the forsaken when his people step in it themselves. That ever happened to you? I didn't start out this day intending to breach and wreck every sense of value that I have. We do step in it. We do things we did not intend and hurt other people in ways that we can hardly imagine. And we behave and speak in ways that we know are in exact opposition to our own values. Which puts us in interesting company, I might add. Puts us in company with the hero of the Old Testament, King David, who was confronted by a brave little prophet and asked him metaphorically, "What would you do to a man, a rich man, who stole a poor man's only source of food and kept it for himself?" And David said, "That man should die." And Nathan said, "You just sent Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, who's become very close to you, as we've noticed, off to the front line to be killed. You are the man." And David is crushed by the obvious reality that he has stepped in it and stepped in it hard. The Apostle Peter stepped in it three times, right about the time Jesus was stepping up to the cross, and said, "I don't know him, leave me alone, get away." And yet Peter becomes the first bishop of Rome, the rock on which the church is built. St. Paul repeatedly said, and we don't have Christianity without St. Paul, who, by the way, used to be Saul the terrorist. We don't have Christianity without Paul, who says repeatedly, "I don't understand my own actions. I know what's right, I do what's wrong, I don't get it about me." It's what a lot of folks working recovery talk about, hitting bottom. And that's where I think Jesus steps up with the forsaken, who've hit bottom, and says to them, "You're still worth it. Look where I am to redeem it." Jesus is in step with the forsaken when he models to the forsaken, "You're still worth it. There's still more to do. I'm still with you." And "I'm still with you," that's an interesting one. Jesus is in step with the forsaken when the world steps on us, when we step in it ourselves, and in the process of moving forward for all of us, when we step up for others. That can take some courage. You may have seen the movie 42, which is a sort of biopic about Jackie Robinson. And in it, of course, is the rather famous scene, which has been depicted in photographs, of Pee Wee Reese standing next to Jackie Robinson to ennoble and, in some sense, give dignity to his status as the only African American in baseball. Pee Wee Reese stands with Jackie Robinson, but there's a slight difference between standing with and stepping up for, and it's a difference that I've only learned in the last few months. I've been doing ministry with, among, for, and alongside people for about 35 years. And in so doing, I've seen, you know, most of what you can see in the span of human experience. Cancer, among other things. But I told somebody on the phone this last week that I have learned more about cancer specifically in the last 3 or 4 months. The depth of uncertainty and frustration and terror and hope than I had in the previous 35. And in part, it is because there have been people, almost immediately, who from their own experience have stepped up for us. And nobody can step up like someone who's been there. And when they do that, they do it at great cost, because they have to relive it to share the experience and the hope. And I have been awestruck when that's happened. Now, it's also clear that you sort of join a club when that happens. And whatever it is that's your issue, you join a club, that you learn the bylaws of that when other people step up for you. But then it becomes your job to carry it forward, you know. And there will come a day when she will step up for others in ways that are painful. And it's the only kind of ministry that helps. Which loops us back to Bonhoeffer: only a suffering God can help. And the suffering God creates a body of Christ within which not only does suffering occur, but also the light of hope and joy as we walk through it together. Jesus is in step with the forsaken when the world steps on us. He is in step with the forsaken when we step in it ourselves. And he is in step with the forsaken when he walks with us as we step up for others. And as we step up for others, even at great cost and reliving our own lives, he shows us the way forward, because he stepped off the cross and out of the tomb and helps us move forward and walks with us into the light. Amen.